Hey, Sammy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
We're doing great.
I'm doing great. You know what? I always felt like when I was in school, I always felt good when I did my homework. And I came in with the homework assigned. The teacher said, we need you to do this. And I came in with my homework completed. So I have completed my homework on good teams who don't have a winning record.
Okay.
And I have found there is no such animal. There is no such thing. But no, the closest team is a team that plays in the state of the sweatshirt you're wearing today, Texas. The Houston Texans.
And you're going to get to play them in a couple of weeks.
Now that they won big yesterday, so they're now 6-7. They are -1 and +/- in turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a top 10, top 15 offense, top 10, top 15 defense, and they have a losing record. So they are the exception. Most of the time, you're not going to find a team. I'm going by the stats, by the categories you gave me, too. You can't just look at the record. You said look at special teams and look at turnovers and all these things. So,
yeah, I mean, Tennessee may be in there, I think, as well. And just in previous years, I mean, you could look at, you know, teams that actually ended up, you know, winning. I know I forget what year it was when Pittsburgh won it. And they were, you know, close to 5-6, 6-5.
Then they went on a run.
Yeah, and they ended up winning and stuff. But basically my point was just, you know, it's hard to look at the season like right now, you know, with it not being over and kind of coming to a black and white answer.
So now aren't you proud of me for doing the research?
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a pat on the back.
A little affirmation from Sammy Morris here.
You know, I mean, a tough grader here. The guy's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But
good work.
I got to be honest. I didn't even do the work
help.
On myself. I had an assistant.
Cliff Notes.
I had a little help.
Hey, do you get the feeling that on 4th and 1? And you're in the eye, and you're in that fullback position.
Stop calling
that.
They're
sort of waiting for you a little bit here after 2 weeks in a row. They looked like they were stacking that thing for you, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, we weren't in the eye this time.
Yeah, you were a little offset, weren't you?
Yeah. But still, you know, I agree with the call here. I think we.
I didn't mind going for it either, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, like I said, it's always easy to come back here and, you know. Monday we got our coffee and cake and all this and try and look and say what a good and bad idea is. But, in the heat of the moment, I think, and especially down there in the trenches, it's a little harder for me to say, like, oh, that was a bad call, or, you know, if I truly did feel like it was a good call.
Now, when you're looking at the defense just before the ball gets snapped and Tom hands you the ball, do you know that they're coming right where you're headed? I mean, is it one of, you can't really do much about it, unfortunately, at that point. Did you know as the ball was snapped this was going to be a tough thing to get?
Yeah, well, I think it was the same with the week before. It's a it's difficult to, you know, I mean, it sounds easy. It's, you know, it's 4th and 1. It's 4th and, you know, half of 1, and just get the ball and kind of shove it in there. But, you know, you've got, you know, guys that are, you know, weighing 300+. Coming in one direction, guys that are weighing 300+ in the other direction, and then you got me trying to squeeze through for a yard and stuff. But it's, you know, it's difficult, and like I said, I still agree with the call and still think that, I personally should have did a better job of finding somewhere to get the yard, get the first down.
Do you have time to really, you know, pick and choose? I mean, or is your mentality in that situation, 4th and 1, okay, I know I'm going to get the ball here, just plow in there? Or do you actually think you have time to say, okay, that's not going to work, I can bounce off here?
Yeah, it's really your first aiming point, and then you kind of, you know, you look for, like, basically look for an area to fall down to just to get the yard. Again, you're not even trying to break a long run. You're just trying to just fall down, hopefully, pass the first down marker.
I'm curious, and I know you guys don't get into specifics, but after as lackluster a first half as I've seen this team play in a long time, what was halftime like in the locker room? What was going on in there at halftime?
And basically, you know, a lot of the same stuff that we said before was, there's a lot of football left. You know, Tom was saying that, on the field as well as in halftime, and Coach Belichick was saying the same thing, that, you know, there's a lot of football left. And when we hadn't played all that, you know, all that stuff, that stellar as a unit in the first half, that But again, it's that's why, you know, we got two halves and had a second chance to go out there and then try and you know, make up some of that lost yardage.
There wasn't a lot of yelling and screaming and kicking over tables or anything like that.
No, I mean, I think our locker room is pretty consistent. You know, I think it's always, you know, whether up or down, it's mellow and saying that we have to go out and well, I say mellow, but it's mellow as can be. It's kind of like a focused energy, I guess. But you know, we like I said, I don't think we get, you know, too scared. Kind of like, you know, what I said about me is, you know, I never get too up or too down. It's always, you know, trying to go back there and plow back out there and do what we have to do.
Do you change your routine at this point in the season in terms of you know, more film work? I mean, you're 8-5. You can close out the division just by winning out all of your games. Do you cut down on extracurricular activities later in the season, or you just keep doing what you've been doing since week 3 or week 4?
Yeah, I mean, I think it kind of, you know, maybe depends on the person. You know, obviously, you know, everybody's, you know, bodies are a little more beat up at this time of the year, and you know, you try to manage every, you know, family, the Christmas holidays, and, you know, just all this stuff, and you know, but I think it's I think that's as part of the sign of a pro is realizing, you know, what you need to do and what you need to limit to get your body, to get your mind ready to play another week.
And that's why I ask, because I know you've got kids, and, you know, I've seen you at basketball games with your son. Who's,
yep.
It's like he should be in, like, advertisements. I mean, an adorable kid, you know.
I've seen him on the big screen here at Gillette. All of his kids look great.
Yeah, so, I mean, for you, and Christmas is coming up, I can imagine your wife saying, all right, football's great, but, okay, it's Christmas.
We got to decorate the tree.
I mean, and you go on saying, well, you know, I got to stay extra. I got to watch extra film. I got to get there early. I mean, that's, you know, how do you balance that?
Yeah, well, I think that's part of it as well. As, you know, my wife is actually, you know, this is my 10th year in the league, and she's been there for each year. So I think she kind of knows the routine, and you know, if, you know, again, if something comes up where it's, you know, it is gonna be a little bit, you know, outside of my normal schedule, then, you know, it's she's pretty understanding about it.
Much was made yesterday. There was a couple of times when they showed Tom on the sideline talking to Randy Moss, who had a tough day yesterday. When something bad happens and a teammate comes up to you, you fumble the football, which happened yesterday. If somebody comes up to you, are you accepting of them talking to you? Are you just, you know, so mad at yourself that you don't want to talk to anybody? How do you handle it when it happens with you personally?
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, like, you know, I mean, I'm always, you know, I've always kind of, you know, said and kind of felt that, you know, I'm my own worst critic. So, you know, there's nothing anybody can say that's going to be any more, you know, harsh or, you know, whatever it could be, you know, then I'm going to, you know, to, you know, say the pressure I'm going to put on myself. So, you know, again, I think me personally, like, you know, obviously it's, you know, you got your other teammates that are, you know, excited or frustrated or whatever it may be. But, you know, I think, you know, for me personally, it's, you know, again, I'm, you know, my own worst critic.
Generally speaking, those conversations are more supportive than anything anyway. Hey, don't worry about it, Sammy. We'll get you the ball again. Is it that sort of conversation?
Yeah, I mean, it's some of that. It's you know, like, come on, we got to make these plays. We got to do this. We can't do that. You know, kind of the you know, typical stuff you would think of.
You ever played on a team where a guy's like, man, I can't believe you did this to us again. Unbelievable.
No, guys, I think the guy that says that is going to be the next one. He's going to be the one messing up, you know, so. Yeah, I mean, obviously there's, you know, there's accountability, but it's never, you know, in a destructive way.
Now, I'm going to warn people ahead of time, okay? We got a lot of nice folks who came to visit with us today. They've been very nice about it. But this man has a meeting.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, after what happened last week, we are not going to be responsible for him being late for this meeting. We were given a very specific time frame, and I'm going to stick to it because you can't afford to be missing no meetings.
Can't do it. That's the other thing my wife doesn't like.
No, money leaving the paycheck.
Lighter paychecks.
It's great to see you again, Sammy.